Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Oscar Peterson, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, and more on Jazz for the Asking.
Very nice to have you with us for another edition of the program, the first show for the month of March. We're going to begin today with the Malcolm Braff Combo. This is from a CD called The Preacher, and one of his own compositions, Song of Wonderful Things.
Thank you.
Song of Wonderful Things, the Malcolm Braff Combo from the CD The Preacher, beginning today's edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. It's always very nice, of course, to have you with us for about an hour or so. And we're now going to move to a request that we had for our next set. Toots Thielman has played with the biggest names in jazz for many recording sessions in the 1960s. He was with Quincy Jones and his orchestra, the studio albums that they released. And he also did a number of solo albums. This is one from 1978 called Toots Thielman, I'm On My Way, an album that was released exclusively in the Netherlands and Belgium. Here he is with a composition that was also made famous by Quincy Jones and his orchestra, and a number of other artists as well, but most people remember the version by Quincy Jones, Killer Joe. Thank you. Charlie Parker recorded live in Paris with Confirmation way back in the 1950s, and before that, Toots Thielemann and Killer Joe. If you'd like to receive a Jazz for the Asking, EQSL, do write us, PCJ, QSL at PCJmedia.com, or through the email address for the program, where you can give your comments and suggestions. And that's very simple. It's jazz@pcjmedia.com, jazz@pcjmedia.com. Telarc is known internationally for the high quality of their recordings. They've put out blues, classical, jazz, and some big names have even recorded for them a few albums. One of them is Dizzy Gillespie. When he was alive, he did a couple of sessions for Telarc. This is from a compilation called Signature Songs, Dizzy Gillespie and his group with Con Alma.
Mm-hmm.
Con Alma with Dizzy Gillespie from a Telarc release called Signature Songs. One of my favorite Jimmy Smith recordings of all time is The Cat. The band, of course, is led by Lionel Schaff, and it was recorded in April 1964. And features, of course, the great Jimmy Smith, but also great jazz musicians that played on the session. We're going to listen to one of my favorites from here. It's called The Cat, which is the title track.
Thank you. Thank you.
Lennart Holberg from Sweden, from a CD called Seven Pieces, which he composed himself. The musicians were part of the Swedish Jazz Radio Orchestra, and before that, The Cat, Jimmy Smith from the album of the same name. Our last recording today is quite an intimate recording by Dave Brubeck. It's from an album released in 1956 called Brubeck Plays Brubeck. What is unique about this album is that it wasn't recorded at the Columbia Studios in New York or even in Los Angeles. It was recorded in California, though, at his home. In fact, in his living room. And is a very intimate LP. Weep No More. Weep No More, played by the composer himself, Dave Brubeck, from the album Brubeck Plays Brubeck. And as I mentioned just a moment ago, it was actually recorded in his living room in 1956. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. If you want to contact us, our email address is very simple. It's jazz@pcjmedia.com. Once again, jazz@pcjmedia.com. So until next time, I'm Keith Powell wishing you well. We'll see you again very soon. Bye-bye.